everyone, welcome back to our podcast called Short Girls with Tall Tempers.
Oh, hi, welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Madison, and this is my best friend, Liz.
Hi. Okay, Maddie, take it away. What are we going to be talking about first?
Oh, sorry. Okay. Well, we just recorded an episode last night. And I guess we can talk just about our day because we can't really talk about our week because we've recorded two episodes this week and then we're recording another one, which is totally fine because it's so much fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, do you want to go first?
Okay, so remember when we were talking about how our lives are like weirdly similar? So Maddie was telling us about her dentist appointment, and we were like, oh, that's really cool. And then all of a sudden, this morning, my mom was like, oh, you have to go to the doctor. I was like, wow, that's crazy, because I was planning on going on August 4th, but apparently they're closing it down because of the second spike. So I had to go, and it was a really weird experience. Like, we showed up, and then instead of going to the waiting room, we just sat in our cars and, like, told them all of our information. And then they called us back and like texted us when they were ready for us to like actually go into the hospital. And then we walked into the hospital, and like right when we entered the door, we had to get our temperatures checked. And we had to just like tell them who we were and what we were doing there. And then we had to use hand sanitizer. And then they told us where to go. And then like the receptionist area, like there was a huge tarp like over where they were sitting. And there was only like a plastic window where you could see them. And then I was called in and I went there for my athletic physical like checkup. So I did that and it was really fun. And yeah. I don't know. It just felt weird, like, going out. It was kind of scary, too. Like, a lot of people were driving so fast today, which was weird.
Mm-hmm.
I literally thought I was going to die today. But, yeah, that's what I did today. Well, that was, like, something different that I don't do every day, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you?
So, I left for my dentist appointment at, like, 10:45. I got there and then like I checked in and then they checked my temperature. I didn't have to call in or anything. But I did my cleaning and it actually went by really fast. She said I did great and I was very proud of myself because to be honest, I didn't brush my teeth for like 3 nights at night, but I brushed it in the morning. I was just like, and when I went into my mom's room, she's like, okay, you guys have a dentist appointment like on Thursday, and it was Tuesday, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Hello.
I just got paranoid. Uh-oh. Please stop. Anyways, that's my dog. And then we went to Best Buy to get my mom's present. We were gonna get her an iPad. That's like $1,000, and she doesn't really need it. So, we just got her AirPods, and then we came home. And then we were here recording a podcast, and that's it.
Yes. And, you know, what was I going to say? I forgot. I was going to say something. I forgot. Anyways, next, since we've talked about our day. Oh, I remember. So, remember how we were planning on swimming?
Yeah.
It's almost the weekend.
I know. So,
should we go on, like, Sunday or Monday?
Let's do Monday.
Okay.
Cool.
Anyways, so, moving on. Now we're going to pick a game, and it's my turn to pick a game.
Yes! It's game time.
Let's see.
I'm so happy. We have also...
What?
I was just going to say, we have, like, heavy topics coming up. This is like this is like a better part two or part one of the last episode.
Yes, of like everything, the drama. Yeah. So stick around because it's about to get
real.
Yes. I didn't know what I was going to say. I was like, it's about to get. So yeah. Okay, let's play Snaps. Do you know how to play Snaps?
No, I don't, actually.
Okay, did so it? This is going to be the one really that... fun.
Oh.
No, I put it down.
Okay. Oh, okay, okay.
Basically, I don't know, it's this really fun game, and it's better if you don't know how to play, because if you did, that'd be, like, really boring. But basically, try to guess, like, what it is, because it's, like, a game. So basically, I'm just going to say things, and you're going to have to guess who I'm talking about, like, celebrity that I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay. I think we played this at camp last year.
No.
We didn't?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
It's like a newer game. I learned it in my English class.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Actually, I don't know if it'd be fun, because then, like, only you would get it, and you wouldn't be confused. You'd just be like, no, I'll teach you how to play, and we'll play in a different episode.
Okay.
But let's play word association.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so basically, what we're going to do... What?
Nothing, never mind.
Okay. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to say random words, and the other person will have to think of a song with that word in it with maybe, like, 30 seconds or, like, 10 seconds. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, we'll do 10 seconds because, you know, we got that time to wait around. 30 seconds or 10 seconds? Yeah, that sounds good. But anyways, yeah, so we're going to do 10 seconds. And if you don't, like, what should we go up to?
30?
30 points?
Oh, shoot. I'm so confused.
Let's
do 10 words.
Oh, okay, 10 words. Okay, 10 and words then, like, each or just 5 each?
10 words each.
Okay, I'll go first. Sky.
Sky's blue, water. Sky. The sky is 10. Peter Pan hit the sky. Flew 7. To the sky. 6. He 5. Hit the wall. I don't know.
3, 2, 1. Me neither. I just thought of a random word.
Oh, my God. Okay, here's mine. Wait, no, just do all 10 of yours, and then I'll do all 10 of mine.
Okay. Heart.
Heart. You 10. Don't have a heart.
What?
Heart. You don't have a... You don't have a heart. Is this 2, an actual song?
1. I don't think so. You don't have a heart? Okay, let me think of an easier one.
Okay.
Love.
10. Love me less. If you love me less, would you... Love Me Less by, what's his name? I forgot his name.
1.
I got 1 point.
Okay, 1 point. Yeah, sure. Okay. Whatever. Wait, how many words was that? 3?
Yeah.
Okay. Addison.
Addison Rae. Shawty the baddest. She got her ways. I don't know the song, but yeah.
Fan.
Crap hit the fan. Then. I don't know.
6, 5.
I don't know.
4. What? Okay. What? You know, I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, how many words was that? 5?
Yeah, I think so. I have 2 points. Okay. So.
Baby.
Baby. I love. Wait. Baby.
Maddie, really?
I I love you. I don't know what the heck.
It's baby, baby, baby. Oh.
Oh. Baby.
Okay, let's see. Let's lipstick.
You got that. Dun, 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 dun. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, Maddie.
Is okay. This a song?
I don't know.
Dude.
I don't know what you were even saying. You got the dun, dun.
I didn't know. I don't even know, like, a word with lipstick. I mean, a song with lipstick in it.
Night. Like nighttime.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. I don't know.
Maddie, are you even trying?
I am. There's like no song with night in it.
Yeah, there is. Last Friday night.
Oh.
Okay. Second to last word. The penultimate, if you will. Pina colada.
Oh my god. Pina colada.
I know what song you're thinking of. Yeah. If you like pina coladas. And getting what? And getting lost? I don't even know.
I don't know. Is that a point?
Yeah. We'll just say it's a point. Okay, last one. Ocean.
Ocean Eyes by Billie Eilish.
Yes.
Yay!
Okay, so you got a solid 40%.
Okay. Okay, I have some easy ones. Or sort of easy.
Oh.
Ones. They're not. Okay.
Hit me, woman.
Hit me with the best shot. Okay.
Oh, work. Well, wouldn't that have been great if you Okay, go.
Okay, work.
You gotta go to work. Work, work, work. Work. Okay.
That's 1 point. Okay. Don't.
Don't stop believing.
Oh.
Hold on to that feeling. Go. Go.
Plan.
Go. Go. Plan?
Yeah. One. Five.
Plan. I don't know. What were you thinking?
Ten seconds.
No, what were you thinking for a plan? Oh, shoot.
Okay. Friday.
Last Friday night.
Oh, shoot. Wait, redo. Freaky.
Oh, it's Freaky Friday.
That.
Okay, three.
Was that five? Did I just do five?
Well, depends if that last one counted as two.
It didn't.
Okay, so then you did four.
Oh, okay. Wake.
Wake up. Wake up every morning, I got murder on my mind.
Oh. Yeah, that's one. I was thinking of Wake Up in the Sky by Bruno Mars. Remember that one?
Yeah. Oh, wait, how does that go?
Wake up in the sky, you can't tell me I fly. You can't tell me I fly.
You can't tell me I fly. I know I'm super fly. I know I'm super fly. The ladies love luxury. That's why they all
with me.
With me. Next.
Okay. The sixth one is hey.
Isn't this the? Oh yeah, it is the sixth one. Hey. Hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey,
nice. Don't you forget about me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Next.
Me.
It's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die. Cause I got me for life.
Oh my god.
What's happening?
But I was just yawning. What is a song that you know?
Just name a random word.
But what if it's not even in a song? Bag. Time's up.
I don't know.
That plastic bag, do you ever feel like a plastic bag?
Okay. Wait, this is the
8th one.
No, this is the 9th one.
No, 8.
Because I got 2 wrong. And I have 6 right now, so that's 8. So this is the 9th. Okay.
I'm recording right now. Oh, okay. You just asked me to do something. Okay. Let's see. Did I already say we?
Mm-mm.
Girl, time's up.
What is it?
Okay, it was, we don't talk anymore.
Oh my gosh. Okay, last one.
Mine.
Mine. Mining away. mine? I don't know. Mine.
Oh my gosh.
What is it?
By Bozzy, mine.
How does it go?
You look so... is your ma...
I don't get it! You look so...
You look
so... Let me look it up.
Smile.
I think I know what you're talking about, but mine, hands on your body, I'm gonna waste no time.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Conspiracy theory, it may be a waste of time. Oh, wait, that's a James Charles remix. Never mind. But I beat you by 2 points.
Oh my gosh, brother. That's because you gave me such hard ones. Some of them you didn't even know if those words were into an actual song.
Okay, we can do a rematch next time.
Okay.
What's next, Maddie? We're moving into the deep stuff.
Hold it. Would you hold it?
God. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, oh my gosh, yay. So this is a meat. the good part. Of the episode. And we're just gonna talk about high school experiences and people, and yes, so let's get started. We don't want this to... Oh my god, my dog is biting on my scrunchie. Okay, so
we didn't ask last for your time... life story. Oh, we asked for the drama.
Okay, drama. So yes. Well, if you want a little bit more, actually, don't even listen to the last episode. It was kind of, I mean, listen to it, but like,
the we covered some things that we might not cover today, but can I just give them a little bit of a story?
Go ahead.
Basically, there's this girl named Jenna that Maddie and I have been friends with for a while, probably since we were like toddlers. And as we grew up, we kind of realized some things about her that we didn't really appreciate. Again, these names are all going to be fake. So don't try to find these people because you'll probably find the wrong person. But Maddie's going to tell you her story first, and I'm going to kind of tell some stuff afterwards. Take it away, Madison.
Madison. Okay, so, okay, I'm just going to read what I wrote because I'm not even going to try to, like, make
yeah, up some stuff. Yeah, it was kind of hard last episode.
We had a little bit of a struggle. Okay, just a little so, bit. Here's what I wrote last night. Looking back, I wasn't the happiest in the beginning of the year. October 9th, we went on a field trip that I bonded with Alex and Callie even more. Oh, I didn't include this, but I'm gonna try to do this really well. So, October 16th was, like, homecoming, and to be honest,
who? And...
Oh!
Oh, my God!
You guys, I just said Jenna's real name. Oh, my God, Jenna.
Okay, let's... So, we'll just cut that out. But start yeah. from... I didn't even mention this, but...
Okay, yeah, okay, sorry, guys. I didn't mention this. Well, anyways, homecoming. So, sorry if you just heard that really loud click. So, Jenna and I went to homecoming together, and so when we were there, we had to wait for, like, an hour for our other friends to arrive, and we kept texting them, like, where were you? And then Jenna was getting so, like, crappy about, like, she was just in a horrible mood, and I did nothing wrong. And I just asked her this question. She was like, yeah. And I was like, God, woman. So, I don't know. But that was, like, one of the parts where I felt, like, so just weird. And I literally didn't have the best time of, like, the best homecoming. But it's okay. It doesn't really matter. Anyways, after that, we hung out once. And we were great up till Alex and Callie started getting closer. And in that time, Jenna... Well, a little later, but in that time, Jenna was getting, like, jealous, and she was, like, mad at Alex and Callie for, like, doing their own stuff, and then she took it out on me, I guess. I don't really know. I guess she just got jealous and ignored me for getting closer with the other girls, and she, like, ignored me for days, and, like, she would make me feel so bad. I, like, tried hugging her once because I thought she was, like, so sad about, like, her basketball game, like, losing, and she blamed it on herself. And then she was like, don't hug me. And I was like, okay, my God, bro, like, I just, like, don't be so freaking rude. Don't be so rude.
Don't be freaking rude.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, she would create problems with me and, like, play the freaking victim, and it made me feel so bad. Anyways, we're past that. I don't want to feel that way. And, like, she's just not the best, man. And then Alex and Callie started seeing what, like, Jenna was doing. And then she basically cut her out. They basically cut her out. And Jenna has, like, always kind of been like this. I thought she changed. Because when I went, like, in the beginning of the high school, yeah, she was, like, kind of her old self. Or... just her old self as, like, her rude and, like, just bossy little personality. And then, like, after she kind of met, like...
Met who?
After she met, guys, we're just going to cut out something really quickly. So, we have to cut out two things now. Oh, Dad, I'll be in, like, half an hour. Okay, so we have to cut out two things. This is great. I'm pretty sure I messed up at, like, 15 minutes into. Oh, well. We'll figure it out. So, anyways, I was doing so great. Alex and Callie, they were, like, oh, no, sorry. After Jenna met Alex and Callie, she started, like, getting cooler. Not cooler, but just more mature. And then she... Okay, and then I think as she got, like, more attention, then all of a sudden it was, like, taken away, and then she, like, started acting so, like, unreasonable and immature for, like, no reason. She was kind of dropped from, like, everyone, like, Alex and Callie and, like, the other Asian friend groups. They were just, like, she's really annoying. my other close friend, Peepee Head. What is say with that? He didn't like her at all.
Oh, which is fine. I know who you're talking about.
Oh, okay, you are. You do?
The dude
okay.
who ripped your Lulus?
Yeah, yeah.
That dude? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah, we started getting closer, and then we just, like, talked about her, and how she was so annoying. Oh, my God. Liz, you wouldn't... Okay, let me tell you this after I finish this. But, like, right now she seems fine, and it's, like, this quarantine, like, gave her a break, which is good, but it's, like, it's no excuse for, like, all the stuff she does when she has this, like, attention, and then attention taken away, and then she acts like a piece of brat material. So...
I honestly think she just loves attention. And, like, when she doesn't get it, she turns into... Woo! Anyways, what are you going to say?
Yeah, so, like, we were in the classroom, and me and Peepee Head... I'll never say his real name, because Peepee Head just sounds great. Me and Peepee Head, like, we sat right next to each other, and then Jenna, like, would come sit in front of me. And it was really annoying, because I would try to talk to Peepee Head, and she would just, like, cut in. And then all of a sudden... Okay, we were, like, talking about...
Right.
And, Peepee Head was, like, where do you guys, like, live? And, or, where do you live? And I was, like, oh, she lives right across, like, well, not right across, but she lives around the corner from me. And, can you not hear me?
No, I can't. It's just, like, it totally lined up, and I was, like, so confused. I was, like, where is it coming from?
I know, we're on FaceTime right now, and she was just, like, moving her head. And I was, like, oh.
Hello? Where is it coming?
Where'd it go?
Anyway, yeah.
Okay, so...
Maddie! Stop it! Okay, so anyway, she was talking to Jenna. Peepee Head.
Right. Okay, so, so she, oh my god. So she was saying, she was like, oh yeah, they live like in the rich people area where the doctors live and whatnot. Her parents are doctors. And I was like, what?
She was like, that is not her information to tell people.
I know. And I was like, wait. And then she was just, like, saying this. Before Corona break, she started acting freaking weird. Like, I'm not even joking. It wasn't just, like, what did I say? She acted like a brat and whatever. Yes, she was a brat, but she acted so weird. Like, I was concerned. I was like, what are you even saying? Like, it was, what are you saying weird? Like, she could not speak clearly. She was like, okay, so... you know how I lost my AirPod case? I was using Peepee Head's case. He let me use it, and like, because we had to paste together.
Right.
Can I say that?
No.
Damn.
You had this. You were in the same program.
Same program. Sorry, guys. I'm messing up. I said I wasn't going to, but I am. Anyways, we had the same program together, and I had to use his case to charge my AirPods, and then she kept like opening and closing it, and then. I was like just watching her. I was like, bro, I don't want to say anything.
It gets annoying.
Yeah. And then he was like, you know, those aren't charging when you open and close them. And she's like, oh. And then she put them down and she turned around and then she turned back around. She's like, well, maybe they do. And I was like,
okay, but like, no matter what, shouldn't you just take the hint? Like, yeah. I don't care if they don't. Like, when someone just says that, just stop.
Yeah, and she was like, well, maybe they don't. And I was like, or maybe they, oh no, she was like, maybe they do. And I was like, how, what? Like, okay. It was so weird.
That does not make me comfortable knowing that she's like, okay, that's really not your place to tell like personal information. Like, I know like what my parents do isn't like that personal, but like, still, you shouldn't.
Yeah. And the way she said it was just strange. She was like,
yeah, the way she said.
Yeah. And she was like, oh my god, there's another incident too that she was doing this. But let me tell you, let me finish this part. So, like, she's like, yeah, like, I live around the corner from her. And she was like, I was like, yeah, so I live around the corner from Liz and whatnot. Oh. And then Jenny.
Jenna? You can't even say their real names.
Oh my god.
Okay, guys, let's you make heard a mark.
30, okay,
come on,
30, 30.
Mark the time. Mark the time.
All right, we're right there.
Jenny.
Guys, in case you were wondering what just happened, I just said
said half the name.
I just said half the real names and half the fake names so many times.
Yeah, Jenny. Anyways, moving on. So okay, another thing happened. You were like, I live across the corner. Across the corner! Around the corner.
I live around the corner from her, and she's like, and PP was like.
Her as in me, by the way. Just saying.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm just going to say your real name because it's like. Well, yeah, okay, so people was like, wait, aren't your parents, like, doctors or something? I don't know, or, like, rich or whatever? Because he sees, like, your stories, I guess. I don't know. He just, like, knows. He can just kind of tell. I don't know. He's, and then Jenna.
Yeah, good was job, like, Maddie.
Thank you. Jenna was like, yeah, her parents are, like, rich, and, like, they live in the rich people, like, doctor area, and I was like, wait. Our whole neighborhood is kind of like it's not like rich, but it's like middle class. And she was like,
yeah, like, but it's like middle class people.
Yeah, she was like, it's like higher middle class. And I was like, okay.
Like, but like, is it your business where I'm living?
Yeah.
And how much my parents make?
Yeah.
Like does it personally affect your life?
Exactly. Like, no one asked for her opinion or for her to even talk.
Plus, like, was Pee-Pee Head even, like, talking to her about what my parents do? Or did she jump in?
Yeah, she was just he was talking to me.
Plus, so. Like, she... You remember how I was, like, concerned because she was just, like, totally dry texting me when, like, it wasn't like that when we promoted?
Yeah.
And so I was confused. And she was like, no, I just text like that. I was like, you did not text like that. We're in middle school. And, like, especially when she's talking to me like that, but then, like, without me knowing... telling like all my information when nobody even asked her, like that's just wrong. Like, I wouldn't care if you said it because like I don't really care because I trust you, like what information you do tell and what you don't, but like her, I can't trust her.
I know, right?
Because she's a little wish-washy. Like, if you tell her too much information, it might come out in those weeks that she ignores you.
Yeah, exactly. She's just like that. We'll get into that more, but another incident, it was like basically I was like, I was talking to Pee-Pee Head about Lululemon and how I want to, like, get Lulu shorts. And then Jenna.
They're the same person.
Listening, she turned around. Yeah, she turned around listening. She's listening and she turned around. She's like, wait, you're getting Lulu shorts? And I was like, well, yeah, I was thinking about it. And then she's like, oh, can I see them? And I was like, I showed her some of the options. And she's like, she saw the size. You know how it's like online, you can see the size?
Right.
I was getting my normal size, which is like a 2. And
then she's plus like, they're stretchy. Like,
yeah,
it's so
she was
flexible.
Like, wait, so you get a 2? You shouldn't get a 2. She's like, wait, so you get a 2? You shouldn't get a 2. And I was like, well, why? Oh. And she was like, I mean, they're kind of like short. And I mean, no, she was like, they're kind of like tight. And they're like for people that have like big butts. And I was like, wait, what? Wait, I'm
what?
So confused.
That doesn't
what
even
you...
make sense.
Yeah, she was like,
they're
tight, and
but
they...
they're for people that have big butts.
Yeah, this is like physics. That's not possible. That doesn't work. And I was like, okay, you're offending me. And then like, what are you trying to say?
You're telling her she needs a bigger size, but she also needs a smaller size?
Like, what is going on? And I was like, no, that's my normal, like, size. And she was like, oh, okay. And I was like, what? I was, like, so confused. What is this girl even saying?
Even if it wasn't her normal size, like, they're so stretchy, it would fit anyways. Like, honestly, it's none of your business what size someone is wearing.
Yeah,
you cannot say that. That's so mean.
Yeah, it's rude, no matter, like, where you stand in, like, a friendship.
Yeah. Like, I would never go up to Maddie and be like, you're wearing a 2? Are you sure about that. Like, you have you tried on like fours or sixes or maybe even like the 28s?
Yeah, that's just rude. That's kind like, of why? Just
rude.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I might even say that to Maddie.
Yeah, I would.
Sure. Okay, we insult each other all the time, but it's like all in good fun. Like, it's not like, it's like actual. It's
fine if you say it, but like, cause you're just like, you're like me, you know, like,
I don't mean it.
Yeah, it's like you mean to, like, you're looking out for me, but her, it's just like, God,
shaming.
Yeah,
so. Like, I'm sorry you can't fit into a tube.
Yeah,
I mean, she's definitely taller than us and like has broader hips because like we're both kind of like smaller kids. So mm-hmm. We're definitely like on the petite side when we're older. Like, we're definitely gonna have to get petite sizes and like not fit into regular people clothes,
just like, but
she's
moms.
Definitely like average sized.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not like offending her when I'm saying she can't fit into a two. She's just like average. Like, at our age, you probably wouldn't fit into a two.
Yeah, exactly. It's but... just it's like, if you see us, you'd understand, you know.
Yeah, because we're both, like, 5 feet, and we're both basically 15, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, I'm going to say some stuff about this Jenna character. Hopefully, I don't say her real name. Maddie.
I'll be here to mark the time if you do.
Okay. I'm going to just read what I wrote because Maddie and I were brainstorming last night. So, yeah. Okay. I've known Jenna for a little less than Maddie, but long enough for me to know she really was for long enough for me to realize she wasn't the best friend for me. Multiple times she has cut me out and blocked me on social media. I didn't really understand near the beginning and the first few times she began to do these sorts of things. However, By the end of our friendship, when our relationship was sort of declining, I got used to being shut out for weeks at a time and then acting like nothing happened, which says a lot about how many times this happened for me to get used to the abnormal cycle we had. I wouldn't say Jenna was the most toxic, but she was definitely manipulative, and she loves to make herself the victim, even when nothing even happened. She's super sensitive, which isn't an excuse for her actions, but I guess that's what draws me back to being her friend again.
Draws me in.
She's so convincing. Excuse me, I'm trying to be serious here. She is so convincing when playing the victim that even I am convinced I hurt her in some way, even when deep down I know I didn't do anything wrong. I have never heard her say sorry to me first. She always ends up saying sorry after I say sorry first, and she probably doesn't even mean it. In my opinion, sorry means you won't do it again, but we have been pulled into this vicious cycle multiple times without learning, and leaving, always feeling like we did something wrong. In my opinion, this friendship was just a little too controlling, manipulative, and full of jealousy for me to actually take time to enjoy her company. I don't want to call her toxic, but as I write all of this down, the more I realize this was basically the definition of a toxic friendship. So yeah, hopefully that summarizes how Jenna made us feel. Because honestly, she has a lot of swings, and I just got tired of it. Like, I can't do. And she's always like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm gonna change. Like, you had your chance to change and it hasn't happened. So I just kind of gave up on her.
Yeah, she's very bipolar, you know.
So. And not like in the mental way where you can get help. Like, she's mentally stable. Like, she's like the most normal person you'll ever meet. But then when you like become her friend and like get close to her, she just like, I don't know, like, all these things happen.
Yeah. So.
Anyways, now I'm gonna talk. Oh, wait. Did you have other stuff to say about Jenna?
No, I don't. I was just gonna say we have 20 minutes left.
Perfect. Now, moving on to even deeper subjects. We don't are worry, going guys. To talk about. Yeah.
Because next
our
week.
Big fight. Basically, what happened when Maddie and I, like, stopped filming YouTube, and basically, it almost ended our friendship. But, like, now, like, afterwards, I know it would have never ended the friendship, but at the time, it was pretty serious. So, let me start it off, and then you can add some thoughts afterwards.
Okay.
Okay, let me just do a little story time for you guys. Sometime before winter break of freshman year, Maddie and I got into the biggest fight we've ever gotten into. If you didn't listen to the podcast from yesterday, definitely listen to it so some of this makes sense because we covered some of it. But basically, I had no idea what Maddie was going through at the time during her freshman year, and I think the stress and loneliness built up and it all spilled out during our arguments. Basically, Maddie texted me telling me that she felt like we were drifting apart, which we were, and she wanted to do something about it. I don't remember specifically what she said, but I thought she was messing with me because earlier that week we were planning a sleepover during winter break. Obviously, this fight made me very sad and angry and confused. I can't speak for Maddie on how she was feeling, but she can tell you guys herself after I finish up these thoughts. We said a lot of things we didn't mean, and we both took pretty drastic measures. I probably took more measures than Maddie did, but I blocked her on social media, and I feel really bad about this, but I deleted some of her YouTube videos from our shared channel. To be fair, I asked her about it, and she didn't reply for 5 days, so I kind of just assumed, but I really wish I didn't do that. Anyways, there's no way I can recover them. The fight was basically Maddie and I talking about how we have grown apart and how we were not as close as we used to be. During this time, I felt like she was giving up on a friendship I was fighting for. However, we resolved the problems and talked it out eventually. We took a break for a few months and finally contacted each other after finals. It was definitely awkward at first talking to each other again, but eventually we fell back into our own weird crackhead type of friendship, and it was all good. I have to say, this fight brought up a lot of issues we've never talked about or things we were too scared to bring up. Overall, I think this fight helped us get closer and be more aware of how our actions might affect each other. What do you have to say, Maddie?
I agree. So one of the main reasons I brought it up, I was just about, the whole text, the first text, is just because, I was just tired of high school and I just feel like in middle school, I never told you because I was scared of how you'd react then. But I just, I didn't want you getting, mad at me. I just didn't feel, treated completely, fair, in middle mm-hmm. school.
I totally agree with that. excuse my interruption, but I was okay. Not the best friend in middle school. I was kind of a bad friend. And I realize that now, but at the time I was I'm perfectly fine. But now that we're in a way better environment and we have I don't know, more space from each other, physically, I feel like that just helped us because it actually made me realize what an actual friend is. And sure, we had, really, really fun times in middle school. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't like we were, mm-hmm. forcing ourselves to be friends with each other. But there were definitely times that I was, super toxic towards Maddie. And, mm-hmm. When I looked back at, all the texts, I felt really bad about how I acted. But I've changed my ways. Yes, I have.
Yeah, she has.
I remember, I don't know, I'm kind of interrupting you, but, mm-hmm.
It's okay, keep going.
We would... Oh, sorry. I wasn't, shushing. I was gonna... Yeah, anyways. Go ahead. So, we would, go shopping, right? And then Maddie would, have to check with me to see if she could buy something. And then we would get into fights because I'd be like, I have a jean jacket. You can't get a jean jacket. And, stuff like that. And then it was just, really bad. And then I would get, jealous sometimes.
No, me too.
Which was really bad because, she would hang out with, classroom friends. There's nothing I can do about that. I can't bust into her classroom and be like, hey, what are you doing? But I would just, feel kind of bad, And then I'd, take it out on her when, I really should have just trusted Maddie more, But, yeah, middle school, I can't entirely blame myself, but I definitely do, blame myself for most of it. But also, talking again about our toxic middle school, that was just not the best environment to make brand new friends either.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was definitely toxic and jealous in middle school, which was so strange because now I don't really feel any of that. I'm really just relaxed.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Like, I don't, I'm not, just... like, constantly, like, Maddie, what are you doing? Who are you with? When are you going to get home? Let me track you on Life 360. Like, yeah, that was, no. We're not really like that anymore.
No. Yeah, I have to say, our relationship was... It was built up of a lot of fun and crackhead energy. Emily. But I also have to say, like, part, like, I'd say, like, maybe 60% was, like, just not, like, jealousy and, I don't know, like, not being super fair to each other.
Yeah. So. I definitely feel like I was meaner. But I also feel like Maddie had her mean times.
Yeah.
I was just, like, so confused. But, guys, it's not like that anymore.
No.
Kind of. I mean, I don't feel it. Do you feel it? No.
I don't feel anything. I just feel good.
Yeah. Like, honestly, it's just better having a friendship where you, like, put, like, actively put trust into each other. Because if you don't trust each other, there's, like, there's no point.
Yeah, there really isn't.
And I don't know. I just feel like the fight was really good for us.
Yeah. And to be honest, you guys, like, even after we had the fight, we met up once. We just talked about catching up on everything. We never even talked about how we felt. Like, you know, about, we never talked, we didn't talk about the fight after the fight.
Yeah. We kind of just, like, left it.
Yeah. I don't know if that's, like, if we should have talked about it. But to be honest, I think it was just good just leaving it there, but at the same
time, I feel like we both, like, after the fight, we were kind of just like, we need to work on rebuilding this,
yeah,
and, like, not focusing on what just happened. But I feel like it's good that we talked about, like, what actually was going through our minds. Dang, middle school was so toxic. Like, I definitely feel like me more than Maddie, we were definitely, like, I was definitely more toxic towards Maddie, but honestly, it was just, like, it was a bad place to start a friendship. Yeah,
just the whole, literally, just, like, the whole thing.
If you didn't listen to last episode, Aubrey and Laura, they both went to our same middle school.
Oh my gosh,
so not only was it, like, us against each other, but also us against those two, and they became friends, which was, you know, who didn't see that coming? But
yeah,
it was crazy. But, like, honestly, the space we had from each other was really not, like, I'm gonna say refreshing, but, like, not in a rude way, like, oh, we need, like, to take a breath, we're being smothered by each other. But, like, no, it was really refreshing to, like, kind of take a step back, because we used to spend, like, 6 days out of seven with each other, and
yeah,
it was, like, really, like, fun, don't get me wrong, but, like, honestly, like, taking a step back and, like, going to different schools and, like, I think it made us realize, like, you have to, like, kind of, the amount of times you hang out with your friends is more, like, a privilege, like, you have to appreciate it, because Maddie and I think we, like, kind of just stopped, not stopped appreciating, but, like, appreciated it less, because we hang out with each other so much that we were just like, oh, it's normal. But then, I don't know, we just, like, kind of stopped appreciating each other. Like, I remember near the beginning of our friendship, when we decided to have our very first sleepover, we would always, like, have fights over who was more excited, remember? And, like, on the bus, we would, like, yell at each other and stuff like that.
I'm more excited. And then
that was, like, so fun. And then, like, near the end, we were kind of just like, okay, I'll see you at 2. And then we're like, I'm so excited. You know? But like, we kind of got back into that, like, seventh grade, like, I'm so excited thing, because, like, when we got our laptops, we were doing that and, like, all that stuff. So
yeah,
honestly, yeah,
I feel good. Feel great.
Yeah, I'm definitely more conscious about, like, everything I'm doing in the friendship. But that fight was, like,
sad.
Wasn't big. Well, actually, it was kind of big, but it was just, like,
just a lot.
Eye-opening. Yeah, there was a lot of stuff that came out.
Yeah.
Which was crazy. Like, if we were still in 7th grade and you were, like, gonna get the same laptop as me, I would have been, like, so, like, annoyed. I would have been like, are you kidding me? Like, there's so many laptops and you're gonna get the same laptop as me? But then, like, now I'm just like, yeah, just get it. Because then we can twin. Mm-hmm. Like, so much has changed. Honestly, like, people say the biggest jump is from 6th grade to 7th grade. Which, well, for us, it's, like, middle school, elementary school. I know, like, some people start in 6th grade, but I honestly think the biggest jump was from 8th grade to 9th grade.
Yeah.
Because we changed so much.
Yeah, you go to middle, you're in middle school together for 2 years, you hang out with each other, then you go to high school, and you meet all these new people that you want to, like, spend time with. And, like, you have other interests, I guess, and you grow. It's, like, high school is a growing part. So, like, it's just hard, you know?
Definitely. And I feel like as we grew, we never really separated. Like, we never really grew apart. We kind of just, it gave us time to realize, like, what we wanted as an individual. It's like, you know all those breakup videos that have been happening where they're like, we just need to take a break and figure out what we want. And then, like, you know, if we love each other, we'll get back together. You know, like, those breakup videos? Yeah. I feel like that's kind of what we did, like, without even knowing it. Like, we took time. We realized, like, how, like, who we were as individuals. Because before that, we kind of were the same person. I mean, we still are. But, like, there's things that Maddie likes that I don't like. And there's things that I like that Maddie doesn't like. And, like, we have different goals and dreams and whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, at the time, we both, like, liked the same stuff, did the same things, like, all that stuff. And it was kind of, like, strange. Like, it was getting kind of weird, actually.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. We, like, took time to just, like, realize who we were as people. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, it was just way better to become friends once you knew who you were instead of, like, when you were trying to figure everything out.
I agree. You said
you haven't
all,
said
bro.
Much about it. I know. I kind of interrupted you. I was like, Maddie, what are your thoughts?
It's
anyways,
good.
Guys, so, yeah.
Should we move on? I mean, we said everything we said. I think it's good.
Yeah. I mean, did you ever feel toxic during our relationship? Like, you.
Me? Yeah.
Yourself. Yeah. Like, yeah. Did you ever?
Especially, I think it was just me getting, like, jealous.
Of what?
What I don't know.
To get
just
jealous
getting,
of,
like, just getting jealous of, like, you know, us getting, like, the same things, just, like, just stuff.
I definitely felt that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
yeah,
I think we kind of realized that, like, literally 7th graders and 8th graders, they literally all want the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter who you are, it's just life, man.
It is just life.
Yeah, but now we kind of just laugh at it when we want the same things or, like, accidentally order the same things. We kind of just think it's funny.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, there's something you can do about it. I mean,
yeah,
everyone in the world has that thing. It's just, when you think about it, like, it's an item that, like, anyone can get. And it's just so happens you guys both want the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. We have 5 minutes left.
Honestly, let's give some advice for, like, if middle schoolers are ever going to listen to this.
Okay, yeah.
And they're, like, kind of going through what we had. It was, like, I wouldn't, okay. It was, like, a toxic friendship, but not, like, super, like, drop them kind of toxic. It was, like, a best friendship with toxic moments.
Yeah.
But my advice to you, if you're in that kind of situation, is, like, honestly, stay in the friendship. Like, enjoy, like, whatever weird thing you guys have right now. Well, don't enjoy it, but don't try to change it. Like, the change will come on its own time. Just give them a few moments to, like, kind of focus on themselves before you guys talk about this. So it doesn't, like, explode.
Yeah. I think one of the things for me, sooner, well, than freshman year, well, advice for you guys, you should talk about problems that you guys have in your relationship together and like don't fight, just talk it out and just sit down together. You can write it out so you can hit all the points you want. You could talk in person. I think it's better in person. And just talk it out calmly. And if you're scared, just do it. It'll get better, hopefully. If it doesn't, I don't know what to tell you.
Honestly, if they're not willing to put in the work to like save the friendship or like, try to improve themselves so they're not as toxic, like they're not your friend. I'm sorry, but they're not your friend. Like after our argument, I definitely have noticed Maddie and I have been like way more supportive of each other instead of like, oh, you're really gonna like when we were in those toxic stages, we really did not like we fake supported each other, I
Yeah, it's
feel.
like,
We
oh,
were
good
like, oh,
job.
good for you. You're doing great. But like now we like truly mean it. We're like, oh my gosh, really? Like, and then we're just like excited because like, if they succeed, then we succeed.
Yeah, it's like we're so secure in our own selves that we want the other person to do better.
Yeah, honestly, if you're insecure, like, don't go around blaming people first. You need to be secure in yourself. You need to be confident. You need to honestly just know who you are. And, like, you cannot please everyone. Like, there's no way you're going to please everyone in the world. You just have to focus on yourself first before you can, like, please anyone else. So, once you become confident in who you are and, like, what you stand for and all that stuff, then you can start talking to other people about how they're making you feel. But if you're so insecure that you start getting angry at other people for succeeding, you need to look at yourself first before changing others.
So if
Like,
you guys, yeah, if you guys have like any other questions, you could email us or DM us. I don't know if you guys know our Instagram, but you'll find it probably.
yeah.
Just email. It's easier.
Honestly.
Yeah. And if anyone's listening, if you want to share any stories, like literally anything, please email us so we can like read it and
Talk
talk about
about
it.
it, give some advice. Because
Yes.
we've been through a lot. You
Yeah.
wouldn't think so, but.
But yeah, it's pretty intense.
And honestly, like, I get it. Like, in middle school, you're not going to be the most confident. Like, I totally get it. Like, that's fine. You don't have to, like, all of a sudden snap your fingers, fairy godmother yourself, and, like, turn into this person that's, like, so confident. But just try to be more aware of how you're making other people feel.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, honestly, right now in our friendship, we're at a good point. I wouldn't say it's like the top of our friendship ever because, we're only going up from here,
I know. We're
But
all the way
right
to.
now, we made such a solid friendship. Like, we're both confident in ourselves. Like, being confident doesn't mean you don't have insecurities. It's just like, you're just confident. Like, you're like, I have insecurities. Of course, I'm insecure, but if people don't like me, they don't like me. Like, what am I gonna do? What am I supposed to do about that? And, like, if you're just confident in yourself, like, honestly, you love watching people around you succeed. Like, it's such a change. Like, you wouldn't think so, but I really enjoy watching people who are close to me succeed, which is way more fun than being jealous and like
I
hating
know,
on
right?
them.
'Cause like honestly, I have this book called The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F Word.
Oh, I've seen that. I've seen
Yeah, I
that.
got it, and I think if you read it and you're like, if my dog's going crazy, if you read it and like you're kind of like a person that's like insecure and like jealous, you should read it because it just teaches you how to like polo. Oh my God.
Gosh.
No, Papa, no. Bad boy. Okay, sorry. It just teaches you, like, okay, honestly, like, being jealous, Paulo, you need to stop. Being jealous and, sorry, I'm going to reference that really quickly. Being jealous and insecure, just, like, you care a lot, and it just wastes a lot of your time and freaking energy. And it's like, why would you do that to yourself? Just don't give a crap. Just let it go.
They're not worth the energy that you're putting into them.
Yeah. Like, I think you need to love yourself first and then care about other people. If you don't love yourself, man, it's over for you. I'm kidding.
Yeah, and you, there's no way you can care about other people genuinely if you don't even like yourself.
Yeah. So.
Anyways, if you need any more advice, text us your problems, your stories. You know, we're really good at giving advice.
Yes, even, like, tell us funny stuff, too. Like, we want to laugh. We can even,
like, broadcast it, but, like, change your guys' names, of course, but.
Oh, yeah. Let us know if you want to be, anonymous.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Maddie, let's wrap it up.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. Oh my God, Paul, I swear to God, if you do not shut up, I will. I don't even tell you, man. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast episode. Stay tuned for Sundays. It'll be so much more. Well, we just want to, like, discuss the basics and whatnot so you can get to know us a little bit better. And stay tuned till Sunday because we're going to be laughing and just having a good time. So, mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye, guys.